Greetings, friends. Happy Monday. Welcome to Storytime with Peek. On this Monday evening as this episode is being recorded, there are a couple things that I want to add to the announcements level of this show, I think, to start the week. Mom got the blinds installed, and I was able to, this weekend, by pure accident, talking to my buddy, Frank, in conversation. Frank from church, telling him about the automated blind setup. By complete accident and pure happenstance, I stumbled upon how to make the blinds compatible with Amazonian assistant devices. And the reason I'm saying it that way is so I don't trigger you know who in the house, so she doesn't go off. But yeah, I've got it linked up. The thing I have to figure out tomorrow, and I think I'll have plenty of time to do it, even though I have Shanae coming in to do the monthly CMH checkup thing, I'm going to try to focus on how to do that. I'm probably going to figure it out, like, watching videos tonight before I'm getting ready to sleep, and or just before, and try to figure out how to make the three blinds in the living room close and open in sync. That's the next goal, and I think I can do that with an Alexa skill or with an Alexa add-on. I have to figure it out. I can get all three blinds closed at once, though, if I do that, I think. So that's what I have to figure out next. I think after I stretch tonight, I'm going to watch a Pistons game. Hopefully we'll win this one. This is the teal game from 2022. The only thing I can watch now is the 2022-23 season because the actual season hasn't started yet. But, you know, I gotta admit, I've enjoyed League Pass. And I'm kind of glad I have League Pass because if I'd have gone for Bally Sports, A, I'd have been able to watch Pistons, but that's it. And B, they're going under, which means at some point the Pistons are going to get another source unless Bally Sports has made some sort of negotiation. Hopefully we can get this stuff straightened out. But I'm happy to have League Pass so far. I knew I would enjoy it, but I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much as I have been. And it's something I'm going to keep around for a while because I just really dig being able to watch the NBA in good quality, too. It's in high def. So, yeah, I'm going to keep it around and have it for a while, I think. It's going to be enjoyable. All right, everybody. That's a quick announcement for this particular week, to start the week for this particular episode. May grace and peace be with you, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. And we'll chat some more about life and stuff going on. And we'll make another entertaining episode for this week. And we'll enjoy each other, all right? Grace and peace. I'll talk to you again soon. Howdy, friends. Welcome to segment 2 of this week's episode of the Pete McHugh Show. This is the Tuesday bit, and I hope it finds you well. The main thing, or one of the main topics I want to touch on today, is the fact that I got an internet upgrade. Charter was kind enough to say, hey, your modem, and this was a couple days ago, your modem isn't running or isn't giving you as fast of internet as it could. So go to the this page on this website, our website, and we'll send you a new one free of charge, right? We'll get you some faster internet, and we'll see if you notice a difference. So I got the new modem today, free of charge. My dad was kind enough to help me hook it up, and I got to send the old one back, and I got to tell you, I do see a bit of a blip of a difference. There is a little bit more speed there, I think. The true test is like 4K movies and music and things like, and stuff that's going to be faster. I do notice, especially when streaming like NBA or something online, like a 4K film. And I haven't really tested 4K films yet, per se, but it does seem like a smidgen faster. When I go in my office and I turn on the computer, it does seem like it zips along a little bit quicker. And it does seem a bit faster. Maybe I'm thinking that because that's what I'm hoping subconsciously will happen. That's why I got the new modem. But I do seem to think that it's a bit quicker, faster, moves along a little bit more. And so now, either tomorrow, although I think it's more likely that it's going to be Thursday, because I have yoga tomorrow and certain things have to be done in the midst of my day tomorrow, but probably Thursday afternoon, before we go out and celebrate my dad's birthday, and after I have a meeting with Shanae, because I have a meeting with her on Thursday. After that meeting, I'm probably going to go out to Charter Communications, the cable spot, give them their old modem back so they don't charge me twice for a modem. And I'll, you know, be jumping along with some faster internet now thanks to this new modem. I think I do notice a difference. I do see a difference. And it does seem to be, like I say, it does seem to carry a little bit more of a zip and quip. It's quippier, faster, speedier internet. I am noticing that. So basically, that was the main update that was on my heart, or what I was thinking about today. I hope this podcast finds you well. Hope you're feeling good. And I will be back in contact with you tomorrow for a fresh episode. Until then, may grace, peace, love, and joy be with you. Okay? Talk again soon. Talk to you later. Love y'all. Bye! Greetings, friends. Welcome to the Wednesday segment of the Pete McHugh Show for this week. And I got to tell you, earlier today I was in conversation with my yoga instructor, dear friend Lisa Sandin. And we were discussing what yoga was like for me in my beginning stages. And how laser focused I was on relaxing and staying centered. But I was laser focused in the very beginning in an entirely different way. If you're not laser focused in the midst of yoga practice, and you're not aware of what's going on in your body and with your surroundings, and you're in your head, you can really jack yourself up. But in the very beginning stages of my yoga practice, I was very self-conscious and very aware of really trying to stay centered and stay relaxed and stay focused on being still and chill. And I was very judgmental of myself in the very stages because I was really, really, really trying to program in my brain at the time this whole new idea of being relaxed, being centered, being focused, which is what you need to be. But it took so much more effort. Now there's a stillness and an awareness and a heightened sense of, okay, this is the here and now, that is very centered in a very different way. Because yes, there is this awareness of, yes, I must be still. Yes, there's this practice. Yes, there's a presence of stillness, of of gentleness, of Zen. But it's on a different level. It's on an autopilot, but it's also on a very conscious, aware, open, heightened autopilot, in that the stillness is there, but it's a ease of stillness. It's a gentle stillness. It's not a forced stillness. It's a very centered stillness. Does that make sense? It's a very different kind of practice that it was in the very beginning, because yes, with every endeavor on the yoga mat, with every practice on the yoga mat, it is always my intention to celebrate stillness, to be aware of stillness, to be present in stillness, to be centered in stillness, to be in those focused in Zen moments. But at a heightened sense of, this is a joyous experience. You see, in the very beginning, I was so focused on staying still. And I had no sense of, okay, this is safe. You can be relaxed now. This is different. My body didn't know how to do that. And in the 11 years that I have been practicing yoga in my own special way with Lisa, my dear friend, as I say, it's been an eye-opening and continues to be an eye-opening, life-affirming journey on the mat in an entirely new way all the time, you know? And trying to explore and be non-judgmental of it has been freeing in a new way. Because when I first started my practice and I was not aware of stillness, and when I became very self-conscious, once I was in my head, it was over. I couldn't recover from a particular, you know, downfall. Now I've heightened my practice to the point of, okay, that feeling is there, but it doesn't have to stay there. I may be self-conscious for a second, which hasn't really happened in a long time. I don't often get in my head anymore. I don't often worry about that anymore. But it's a whole new practice now, and that's one of the major, you know, discussions we had towards the tail end of the practice today. How much more aware I am of my spiritual and physical space, and how they're intertwined with one another, you know? It's quite a change for the better, and quite a drastic change for the better. In 11 years of practicing yoga, I've learned a lot. So basically, that was what's on my heart for this particular episode, and just thought I'd share that with you. Reflections of the heart, reflections of the spirit, reflections of the soul that I've had today for myself in the midst of yoga, and some of the things I, you know, talked with Lisa about in the midst of yoga. So I thought I'd share that with you for this particular segment of the show. Hope you have a great evening. This is being recorded on Wednesday evening as I send this out. Well, it's going to be sent out to you on Friday, but this particular segment is being recorded on Wednesday evening. May grace and peace be with you. We'll talk more soon, okay? Be safe, everybody. God bless. Be well. Love you all. Good morning, friends. Happy Wednesday. No, I'm sorry. It's Thursday as I record this segment, and it's my dad's birthday. And he's not too keen on the number, folks. I gotta admit, he's not too keen on the number, but I keep telling him, age is a number. That's it. Wisdom comes with experience, and
been around a while, but age is a number. That's what I keep telling him. I won't unveil his age on this particular episode of the podcast because I don't want to brag about it anymore or make him feel uncomfortable anymore. So we'll stop talking about that, but we will talk about how today my sister is coming up and we are going to have dinner with him this evening at the 4-H-er, which means I'm likely going to grab the Alfredo for supper, the chicken Alfredo, because they do it very, very well. And then on Saturday, the kids are coming by, and we are going to have another celebration, and the grandkids are going to be able to join in on this one, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. In other news, I watched Pistons game last night from 2022 when they played the first time, at least. I don't know if they're on the schedule twice. When they played the Golden State Warriors for the first time last year, and they actually won the game. So we're 2-5 now instead of 1-5, which isn't great, but hey, if we got another victory, which I'll take, you know, it's good. Good way to go, sounds good. And they got a victory over the NBA champs of 2021, so you can't complain about that there. It's good stuff. Good stuff indeed. So, let's see. What else is going on today? At 1 o'clock, Shanae's coming. She was supposed to come on Tuesday, but she couldn't make it in. I have to trade in a router today. I have to give a router back to... not a router, but a modem. I have to give a modem back to Charter Communications because they gave me a fresh one the other day that, as I reported, seems to be a bit peppier, and I gotta give them the old one back so they don't charge me twice. But we give it back to them today after my meeting with Shanae, and then, as I say, we're gonna have a celebration of my dad's birthday today with the family, so there's a lot to look forward to there. And it's going to be an excellently awesome day. Alright, everybody. Grace and peace. Love y'all. Talk to you soon. Alright, have a good one and be safe.
Afternoon, everybody, or at least it's being recorded in the afternoon. It's Friday, and it's the tail end of this week's episode of the podcast. I got a couple things to report. One, we had a really cool celebration of my dad's 80th birthday with my sister last night. My mom, dad, and myself, along with my sister and my brother-in-law, Scott. We're going to get together with my niece and nephew and add them to the party tomorrow because we're all going to go to Bonefish Grill in Grand Rapids, and we're going to continue the celebration. I keep telling him age is just a number because he's not too keen on the fact that he's 80, or it's bothering him that he's 80 years old now. But I won't go into it in any more detail than that. It's just precisely what I said. Age is just a number. So, the other thing I have to report really quickly on this particular installment of the podcast is I have it set up so that my Amazonian devices, I'll call them that for the sake of not triggering them in the house, my Amazonian devices are connected to my blinds now, and they can close the blinds as a group. So there's one, two, three. They close a little, like, one at a time, but they close as a group, so I can close the whole set of blinds in the living room now, which is basically what I was intending to do. The next goal is to get the blinds in the bedroom automated, and then the blinds also, the blind in the bedroom, and the two blinds in the office. That's my next goal for blind automation, so I can get have them close automatically. It should be easy enough to do. I have to figure out how to get them set up so that they can do that. In doing that, I have to talk to Mom about which kit to get. I got to see if it's wiser to get them as a group or separately. It's going to be any... what the price is going to be for that. The thing I have to figure out also is... the thing that I did find out from what I can see so far is that I'm not going to have to replace the blinds, I don't think. I got to see if I can get them separately and without the hub involved, because I already have the hub in the house, and that controls the living room stuff right now, and everything's all set for this part of the house, which is basically what I wanted. I wanted to close all at once, and now my next goal is the other three blinds in the area, but I think that's going to be just as feasible with this hub I have now and this new setup I have. So those are the next automation goals for myself, and so that's what I'm going to go with next. This will pretty much wrap up the podcast for this week, I think. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. I got to be on the radio again, so I'm going to be on the air again this Sunday for my church, and before that, we're going to celebrate my dad's birthday with my niece and nephew, like I said, tomorrow. My sister's going to be involved again. I don't know if Scott's coming again or not. We'll find out. But yeah, another celebration tomorrow afternoon in Grand Rapids. And the next thing I'm going to do is look at my radio script so I can kind of study that, and then look at the Bonefish Grill menu and decide what I want to get from there. I think I'm going to go to the menu in Grand Rapids and see what I can find. I know I'm not going to get Alfredo. I was intending to get Alfredo last night, which I did, but I was intending to get chicken Alfredo instead of shrimp Alfredo, but their grill was down, so I had to get shrimp Alfredo because it's what they had available. All right, everybody, that's going to cover it for this week. I'll see you again next week. In the meantime, have yourself a great weekend, and we'll connect again soon, okay? Be well and be safe, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.